So let's review. Afa pi she'in charesis mitzvah. The Mishnah records a machlekes whether charesis is a mitzvah or not. According to the Tanakhama, it's not a mitzvah. We only use charesis because of kafa to neutralize the negative effect of the mar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, it's a mitzvah, of which there are two explanations. Rabbi Levi holds it is zecher l'tapuach, to commemorate the apple trees under which the women would give birth in Mitzrayim, and therefore, tzarech l'kiyueh, we must put apples into it to make it slightly tart. Rabbi Yechanan, who is supported by a brisa, holds it a zecher l'tit, to commemorate the cement that was made in Mitzrayim, and therefore tzarech l'smuche. We must add various herbs to make it thick like cement. Zok the Mishnah. Mazgul l'koy sheni v'kan ha-ben shoyl aviv. After pouring the second cup, the child asks his father the questions of the Manishtana, and the father responds with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The brisa adds that if the son is smart, he should ask the Manishtana, but if he cannot, the wife asks, and if she doesn't ask, the Baal Bayis should himself ask the questions, even if he and everybody he is sitting with is a Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah records the four questions as follows. Why do we limit ourselves to matzah and not chametz on the Seder night? Why do we eat mur instead of other vegetables on the Seder night? Why do we only eat roasted and not cooked or stewed meat on the Seder night? Why do we dip twice on the night of the Seder? Rava understands that this means that we are chayev to dip twice at the Seder. But Rav Safa argues, chiyuv l'dardiki? We cannot consider the first dipping, which was only done to arouse the curiosity of the children, to be chiyuv. Instead, Rav Safa says that the question is not why we are obligated to dip twice, but why we actually dip twice. The Mishnah continues, maschul b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach. In answering the child's questions, we start with the negative and conclude with the positive. My b'gnus, what is the negative? Rav Omar, mitchilo oivdei avodah zarah hayo aviseinu. Rav says that we begin with how our ancestors worshipped idols. Shmuel Omar, avada meyinu. Shmuel says we begin with how our ancestors were slaves in Mitzrayim. The Gemara relates that one Pesach night, Rav Nachman asked his servant Daru that a slave who is freed and given lots of money, what should he say? Upon which Daru answered, "Boy lo duil b'shabuche." He must thank and praise his master. Rav Nachman said, "Petarton miloimer manishtana, pasach vam avad meinu." I no longer have to say manishtana, and he commenced with avad meinu. Zok the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel hoyo omer, kol shlo omer shloish dvarim elu b'pesach lo yotzi dechavase ve'elu hein. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Seder, a person has to mention the three primary mitzvahs of the night. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. We mentioned Pesach because Hashem skipped over the Jewish homes in Mitzrayim when killing the Egyptian firstborns. Rava adds that we did not pick up the roasted food when speaking about Karban Pesach because Nirakoichel Kachem Bechutz. Lifting it would give the impression that our roasted food is a Karban Pesach and we are eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Matzah commemorates how quickly we were redeemed, that our dough did not have time to rise. We lift the matzah when we talk about it. The mar represents the fact that the Egyptians made our lives very bitter, and we lift the mar when we talk about it. Citing the basic text of the Haggadah, the Mishnah goes on to tell us how, after telling the story, we emphasize the need to thank and praise Hashem, which leads us directly into Hallel, followed by a bracha about Geula. The Mishnah cites Machlekes, Ad Heichnu Oimer. How much of Hal is recited before the meal? B'sham Oimrim, Ad Im HaBanim Samecha, the first chapter only. B'sil Oimrim, Ad Chalom Mishlamayin Imoim, the first two chapters. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Suma Patrim Elohim HaGadah. A blind person is exempt from saying the Haggadah because the term Zeh is used. As in the case of Ben Sarimur, a blind parent is exempt because they cannot say B'neinu Zeh Sarimur. So too regarding Sipitzis Mitzrayim, a blind person is exempt because the pasuk says, "Vegadta levincha b'yemahu lemer ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim." The Gemara asks, "How Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, both of whom were blind, were able to say the Haggadah for everybody in their home if they were exempt?" The Gemara offers two answers. First, maybe Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes held that matzah bezman hazeh drabbanan. The mitzvah matzah, and by extension, the mitzvah of esi b'tzeis Mitzrayim is only drabbanan. So even a blind person can be maisi others because they are both equally mechuyiv midrabbanan. Vacha b'Yaakov would also agree that it's only drabbanan, but since called the takan rabbanan kein deraisa takan, the rabbanan always pattern their dinim after dinim deraisa, So just like blind people cannot be mighty others if the mitzvah of the sippy it sees in Mitzrayim is Daraisa, they also cannot be mighty others if it is Drabban. Second, that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes held that blind people are even Chayv Medaraisa. We cannot compare to Ben Sayer and Meir, because by Ben Sayer and Meir, the word Zeh is extra to exclude blind people. But by Tzibet Tzitzim Mitzrayim, the word Zeh is not extra at all, because there is no other way to formulate it. Rashbam explains that Rav Acha ben Yaakov did not derive it from the extra word, but from Gzeres Shava, Zeh Zeh, while Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes did not have a tradition of this Gzeres Shava from their teachers.